Okay, we're just doing a bit of a show, Tim. Perek, Tess, Vov.
Recording in progress.
Hi, Brad. One, Perek, Tess, Vov, Pasuk Aleph. Vayehi, miyomim. Right, it's after some days, some time. So maybe I saw it's maybe the end of a year. It was the Bimei Ketzir Chitim, in the time of the harvesting of the wheat.
So this
Bar Shimshon
is still married to his...
He's still married. You're going to see what's going... Yeah. But no, yeah, very good.
Wait, but she...
But she married somebody else. Yeah, yeah. Well, this is exactly what... You're on... You guys are on target. Okay. The Yifkoi Shimshon, he remembered, yeah, Esther Yishtoi's wife. Big Daisy, and he brought her a present. Coming around to, right? He brings us some nice...
Poison.
No. Bit of some wool clothes, you know, like goat wool clothes. And he said, came to the door, Vayoima, Avoya, Elishti, I'm going to come to my wife and be husbandly with my wife. Yeah, Achodra into the inner chamber. However, Velo Nosnoi Avia, the father didn't let him, Lavoy, to come in. And he said, and the father, he was honest. Viomavia, the father said, Omar Amati, I said to myself, you hated her. I thought that was it. She spilled the beans, and no. So I gave it to your friend, one of your shushbinim, one of the 30 guys. Yeah, and it's okay because Haloi Achoisa. Right, Hakatana, her younger sister, is Tovu Mena, is better than her. Yeah, Tehi na loch tachter. Right, she can be in her place. So, okay. Vayoyim alehem Shimshon. Shimshon says, you know, Nikesia Pam, Replishtim, I'm absolved, yeah, over here, this time. I'm basically going to do a bad thing with him. I'm going to take revenge. As soon as you did this to me, and now I have got an excuse, you know, I'm not accountable. I'm not accountable. I've got a free shot. But Yelech Shimshon went. Vayilkoid, he went and trapped Shalosh Ma'oz Shualim, 300 foxes. Now, so the Gemara is going to speak out why foxes specifically. Okay, Vayikach Lapidim, and he took torches. Okay, Vayifen Zonav El Zonav, and he basically joined the tails of the foxes together. And whilst he was tying them, like joining them together, Vayosem Lapid Echod. And he placed a fire torch, being Shnei as the voice between the two tails, Batovek in the middle. I find this hard to picture because then they would like, whatever. but you'll see the point. V'yivar Eish Balapidim. Then he set the torches on fire. And then V'yishloch, then he sent them on the way. Bakamois means that's the standing grain, Plishtim. V'yivar migadish, it burnt from. Now it affected the piles of grain. V'ad kama, and also the standing grain. V'ad kerem zayis, and even the olive groves. But Yomru Plishtim, the Plishtim said, "Mi osa zayis? Who did this? Burnt down all our stuff." But Yomru, and he said, "Shimshon, it was Shimshon. Chasan." Chasa a Timni, yeah, right. It was the who was married to the Timni woman, Ki Lochach, right? Es Ishtoi. Yeah, because they took his wife, Vietna Lemareo. The father gave Shimshon's wife to his friend because he thought Shimshon hated her. And he was prepared to give his younger daughter, but Shimshon wasn't so happy about that. So you know what? It's understandable that Shimshon was upset. But Yalu Plishtim, so the Plishtim went, V'yisrafu, and they burnt Oysa, his wife, his Timni wife, V'esavia, and her father, Ba'esh, in order to take revenge.
And Shimshon?
On his sake. I don't know how the minds work, but explain this pasuk. Yeah, it's interesting because according to the Metzuzas David, it sounded like Shimshon may have appreciated it. So let's do it with the Metzuzas David. Yeah. So v'yoyim alehem Shimshon. Shimshon said to them, "Im tasam kazois, if you did like this, right? So you took revenge from me." Right, so now you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it easy on you. Ki im nekom tibuchem, I'm going to do one more final strike against you. But achrechdal, I'm going to stop. Yeah, Rashi says a different thing. He says that if you do things like this, that you give one woman to different husbands. But okay. Anyway, so but here's the final blow. The yachosam. So he struck them, shoik al yorech, right? The lower part of the leg, on the higher part of the leg, maka gedoyla. So Rashi said, both Rashi and the Metzudas David bring the Turgum over here. I mean, we have a different shot, but basically the common denominator, he says basically from Proshim ad Regloy or something, right? It says Proshim are like cavalry. Proshim Imraglein. So Rashi seems to allude, it's basically he stuck the cavalry. Yeah. And that's the way and the Metzudas Theon seems to say he struck the cavalry and the infantry. Okay, but he killed a lot of soldiers. Makagdoila. But Yereg Vyeshev, so then he went on his way and he sat Besaif. See if Rashi understands it, which is like a crack, a cellar, in some kind of crevice in the cellar of Eitam is a place, and that's where he dwelled. So V'yalu Plishtim. Now the Plishtim are trying to search out Shimshon. They were not happy with this. Yes, yeah, so the Plishtim went V'yachan of Yehuda, and they went and they camped in Yehuda, V'yinokshu, right, and they spread out V'lechi. Bez is the prefix, Lechi is a place. I think it's going to be called Lechi because of the event that's going to happen upcoming. V'yomru Ish Yehuda, the people of Yehuda said, Lama Elisa Malena, why are you Plishtim coming to us? Leave us alone. V'yomru, they said to them, the Plishtim said, Let us soes Shimshon. We've come to capture Shimshon. Alinu, that's why we came up. Lastus loik she'a solonu, to do to him like he did to us. So the Jews were scared of Plishtim at the Plishtim at the time, as you're going to see. But Yerdu Shloisha Salafim, then 3,000 people, Ish from Yehuda, to go to Shimshon. El Sif Sela Eitam, to that crack of the Sela of Eitam. But Yerdu Shimshon, they said to Shimshon, Hello Yedato, don't you know, Ki Moishlim Bonu, they're leading us, these Plishtim. Why did you do this? Shimshon said back to them, just like they did, thusly I'm going to do to them. They said, we came to capture you. We had Plishtim to place you in the hand of the Plishtim. Shimshon said to them, Hishoveli. If you make a shavua to me, pentif unbi, lest you kill me, atem. Meaning, I'll go with the, I'll let you tie me up and give it, you know, give me over to them. But just make a shavua that you're not going to kill me. V'yom rulog said to him, lemo, look, we're not going to kill you. Ki osur ne esurocha, we're just going to tie you up. Unsalucha v'yodom, and we're going to place you in their hands. And we're not going to kill you. They bound him up. The bishnayim avoisim, and two ropes, chadoshim, new ropes, which are strong. V'yaluhu, and they took him minasala from the crack over there.
He wasn't worried that they were going to kill him, but he
wasn't worried that the Plishtim were going to kill him?
He doesn't seem so scared of the Plishtim.
Yeah.
Or maybe he did it for the hot soul over the Jews, though, as well. But like, if it's going to say, yeah, but I suppose if they would have killed, yeah. Huvar ad Lechi, he got until the place of Lechi, a Plishtim Hareu, and the Plishtim did a true of Simcha, the Krasoi. Shibshu's coming, and we're going to get our revenge. But then, the same thing, the Titzlach Allah Ruach Hashem, and it came over him, a spirit from Hashem. Ruach. Is it a Ruach? This is a Tahara, Ruach Tahara, because it's from Hashem, I suppose, yeah? Right. Tiyeno, right, and then they were, Avoisim, these ropes, Asher al Zroa Yusuf, which were on his arms. Apparently his legs weren't bound. Yeah. Kefishtim is like flax, Asher Vataru V'esh, which got burnt in fire. So it becomes brittle. Right, flax when it gets right. So Bimosu, Asurav, and they basically kind of they melted, they just dissolved his binds. Yeah, Me'al Yodov. Okay, now he's weaponless. So you're gonna do when you're how's he gonna he's facing a lot of Plishtim over here. For Yimtza, he found over there hanging around Lechi Chamor, the jawbone of a donkey. Tria, a fresh one, a bit harder, I suppose. The Yishlach Yado, he thrusted out his hand of Yikakao, and he took it. The Yach Ba, and he struck with it Elef Ish, 1,000 Plishtim. Right? And the Yoma Shimshon, Shimshon commented on this incident. He says, the Lechia Chamor, with the jawbone of a donkey, Chamorosoyim. Basically, I made piles of corpses. So it's like it's a lashon full of lashon. He's using this lashon of piles because it was from a chamor, right? V'lechaya chamor hikesi elef ish, and he repeats kind of right with the jawbone of a donkey. I've struck 1,000 ish. Vayik choloiso ledaber. When he finished speaking, v'yashlech alechi miado. He threw the. He didn't save it as a momentum. He just dumped it, yeah. V'yikru l'mokam ahu, and he called that place Ramas Lechi. He called that place of Lechi. V'yim, okay. Now, after if you have you kill 1,000 people, v'yitzmem oid. He was very thirsty, yeah. yes, yeah. V'yikru al Hashem, and he cried out to Hashem. V'yoma, atan the sasi, v'yad avdecho. You placed in your the hand of your servant as a tshuva gdoila, this great salvation, azois, v'ata amos, and now I'm going to die. Like, why did you do this great nace, and then I'm just going to die of thirst, b'tzama. Yeah, when a faulty b'yada a'reilim, they're going to fall in the hands of the uncircumcised ones. Okay, so v'yivka, so Hashem did a nace for him. V'yivka elokim, he basically made a splint, right, cracked open, yeah, min a machtesh, from the machtesh. This sounds the place. I don't know what you call it. The what? Gil? What's the place where the tooth goes into? It's not like a socket, but a thing like a tooth goes into.
Gum.
The gum. All right. Yeah. But he says there's like a. It's like a receptacle in a sense. Yeah. It's like a bit like a machtesh. It's something that you crush things in. So basically the cavity. Yeah. The cavity, but the
cavity.
Right.
The depression.
Yeah, the depression, okay. So Hashem, basically brought Asher Belechi, which is in the Lechi of the Chamor. Someone says it's from underneath it, the Yetzu Mimenu Mayim, and water came from out of it. So basically, water came out of the jaw of the donkey from one of, like, maybe the molar teeth places or whatever, you know, and came out, water was coming out. And some of this is from the ground, from underneath that. Anyway, but the Gemara doesn't speak about this as well. V'yesht, yeah, and he drank. V'tosha of Ruchoy, and he came back to his spirits. V'yechi. Okay, Al-Kain, Kroshma, Ein. They called it the spring of Hakore, of the one who calls out to Hashem. Hashem Alechi. Right, so that's the spring right, which is in Lechi, which the Shimshon called Lechi, because, right, Adayam Azeh. V'yishpoit, as Yisrael, and after this, everything went good, and he judged Yisrael, he made Plishtim, Esrim Shona. He was the leader, I suppose he took, the Plishtim didn't want to start up with him anymore after that. And they were like, we're done, we're going to leave him alone. This they understood. Okay, we'll stop here.
So far only one. This is only one wife you have so
far,
right?
Yes, we're gonna get quickly to three.
How do you understand why he would burn 300 foxes to burn the children?
Right? Maybe the 300 foxes. I don't know if they even could be there. I don't know if they die.
Like it's equivalent to taking wood and you're just gonna burn it. You need something to ignite it with.
No, they're kind of together and set the light.
No, he set the torches alight. I don't know. It's like, you know, the story in Baba Kama with
torches in the mouths and then.
No, between the tails.
Yeah. Oh, they were just holding the torches.
Yeah.
The stomach.
And like running, and then they were like,
yeah. Okay.